Well, one of the things they like to do, Mr. Trout Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation runs out the Trout Hour in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is January 12, 2017, or Steve Beth 26, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance, Yahshua is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of Yah, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, rings from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect summation, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Holy Mind of Israel, part 16. We're in Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Yahshua shall name. Isaiah 56:5. Also adds a comment to this. Let's go read it. Even unto them will I give in mine house within my walls a place and a name better than of the sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. And that's the name of Israel. Now let's go to back to Isaiah 62 verse 3. And thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Yahshua, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy Elohim. Okay, now that goes to Zechariah 9:16. There's a cross reference on that. Let's go look at it. It says, and the Yahshua, or the Yahweh the Elohim, or the Yahshua, their Messiah, the Redeemer, shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon the land. Okay, let's go back now to Isaiah 62 and read verse 4. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land be any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Judah, for the Yeshua delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Hosea 1:10 gives us a cross reference on that. Let's go look at it right quick. Hosea 1:10. It says, yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place wherein it is said of them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living Elohim. All right, let's go back to Isaiah 62, verse 5. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy Elohim rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. He that make mention of the Yeshua, keep not silent, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Yeshua has sworn by his right hand, this is the house of David, this is right hand today, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine. For he which thou hast labored, but they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Yahweh, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. So that's Isaiah 65 now, verse 21 and 23 gives us a little bit more insight on that. 65:21-23. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hand. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Yeshua, and their offspring with them. Okay, let's now go back to Isaiah 62. Verse 10, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. What is that standard? Find that in Isaiah 11, verse 11, Isaiah 62. Behold, the Yahshua hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye unto the daughter of Zion. Now this is the daughter of Zion is the house of David, here in the 12th hour. Behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Yeshua, and thou shalt be called, sought out a city not forsaken. That's the end of chapter 62. Now, I'll go back to Isaiah 62. Verse 11, let's read that again. Behold, the Yeshua hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye unto the daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion, say ye to the house of David, the tribe of Judah, the lawgiver, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him. Who is bringing this reward? Yeshua, our Savior, and his work before him. Now we go back to Isaiah 40, verse 10, and we get a little bit more insight on that. Okay, it says that, behold, the Yahweh Elohim, Yahshua Messiah, will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. His arm is the house of David. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. You see where the Isaiah and the Revelation, John the Revelator, are in concert here. We go back now to Isaiah 63, verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments are like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have tried in the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garment. And I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of the Yahweh and the praises of the Yahweh according to all that the Yahweh hath bestowed on us. So let's back up now to verse 5, Isaiah 63. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. Now we go back to Isaiah 59:16. We'll get a little bit more input on that. It says, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. So the house of David is his right arm. And he's always had that right arm in the house of Israel. But he's always had prophets over the house of Israel, and his right arm was not ruling. It was the prophets that was in the house of Israel that was ruling. Like Vertus, he was a prophet ruling there at Gilead Center. But when his time was up, Yahshua's right arm delivered his people out of there. All right, we go back now to Isaiah 63:6, and I will tread down the people in mine anger and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. You go to Isaiah 34:2. You see, for the indignation of the Yahshua is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stench shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall melt with their blood. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their loss shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a fallen fig from the fig tree. Now let's go back to Isaiah 63, verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Yahshua and the praises of the Yahshua according unto all that the Yahshua hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according unto his mercies and according unto the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. All right, now you go to Isaiah 51:4, and I read another comment to that. It says that, hearken unto me, are my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. This is the nation of Israel. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgments to rest for a lot of the people. Then you go to Isaiah 42:4-6, and you get a little bit more input on that. It says, he shall not fail, nor be discouraged, until he has set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. And the island shall wait for his law. Okay, let's go now back to Isaiah 63. Verse 9, in all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea? As the shepherd of his flock, where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. As the beast goeth down into the valley, the spirit of Yahshua caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. look down from heaven and behold, from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? Back up here now and reread verse 12. Let's back up and read verse 9. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Now this is Yahshua talking here. And you go back to the Exodus 23:20-23. Let's go and read that. Exodus 23. And we'll go to verse 20-23. He said, Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. So, when Yahweh puts his name in his angel, and he sends him before you, he sends an angel from heaven, he puts his name in him to lead you in the way that he's prepared for you. And it says, Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. Then in Isaiah 63, verse 10, it says, But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Now you go to Psalm 78:40 and get a little bit more insight from David on that. It says, How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? And then Psalms 106, verse 43, adds some more to that. Let's go read it. It says, Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. And then you go to Judges chapter 2, verse 16-18. Chapter 2, verse 16-18 talks about that. Okay, it says that, Nevertheless, the Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges. But they went a horn after other gods, and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way, which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Yahweh, but they did not so. And when the Yahshua raised them up, or Yahweh raised them up judges, then the Yahweh was with the judge, and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Yahweh because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doing nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of the Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he said, Because that the people hath transgressed my covenant which I have commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Yahweh to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. Therefore the Yahweh left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. Let's go back now to Isaiah 63, and it says, verse 11, Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, Where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him? That led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name. That led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness that they should not stumble. And as the beast goeth down into the valley, let's back up now and let's read that verse 12 again. That led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the water before them, to make himself an everlasting name. So you go to Exodus 14, 21, and 22, and you get a little bit more insight on that. Exodus 14, 21, and 22. It says that and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall under them on their right hand and on their left. Okay, now you go to Psalms 136, 13 and 14, and David talks about this even more. Psalms 136, what did we say, 13 and 14. It says, to him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led the people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. He remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. This is what he's in the process of doing right now with Donald Trump. He's redeeming us from our enemies, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Okay, that's the end of 136. All right, now let's go back to Isaiah 65. Let's go back to Isaiah 63, and let's read verse 13. That led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. As a beast goeth down into the valley, the spirit of Yahweh caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? All right, we go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 12. Let's read that. It says, so Yahshua alone did lead him, and there was no strange god with him. Deuteronomy 4:25 talks about that. Let's go look at that. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourself, and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of Yahweh the Elohim, to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you in this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land, whereunto you go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not provoke your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahshua shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Yahshua shall lead you. Okay, that's let's go now to Deuteronomy 26:15. Deuteronomy 26:15. It says, look down from thy holy habitation from heaven and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. For this day the Yahweh thy Elohim hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avowed to Yahweh this day to be thy Elohim and to walk in his way, and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgment, and to hearken unto his voice. And the Yahweh hath avowed thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised. He hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations which he hath made, in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto Yahweh the Elohim, as he hath spoken. Exodus 19:6. So it's a little bit more light on that. Exodus 19:6. It says, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And then you go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 to 9, and boy, Peter, just all the way over in the New Testament, talks about that. 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 to 9. If I get there, 1 Peter chapter 2. All right, it says, wherefore, having laid aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Yahshua is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of Yahweh, and precious. Matthew 21:42 talks about that. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices accepted unto Yahweh by the Yahshua Messiah. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scriptures, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which is be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same that became the head of the corner. And you go to Psalms 118, verse 22, all the way back there to Psalms 118, verse 22. And boy, David, he talks about it way back there. 118, 22. It says, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. And then you go all the way back to Matthew 21:42, and it talks about it. 21:42. It says that Yahshua saith unto them, did ye never read in the Scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Now this is Yahshua talking here. He's quoting David. Peter's quoting David. And here Yahshua is quoting David. He's saying that Yahweh, the Father, brought forth this headstone, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and Yahshua is this headstone. And so it's in Matthew 21:43, therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of the Yahweh shall be taken from you and given unto a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. Given to a nation. So apparently Israel, the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, they weren't bringing forth fruit as a holy nation. They were not a holy nation to begin with. And whosoever shall fall on this stone, it shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Let's go back now to Isaiah 63. And let's read verse 15, look down from heaven, and behold, from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory, where is thy zeal and thy strength? The sign of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me, are they restrained? And then once again, we're talking about Deuteronomy 26, 15. It talked about that again. I read it once, but it's a good time to go read again. 26:15, because he was talking to the children of Israel in the wilderness. 26:15, it said, look down from thy holy habitation from the heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us. as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. Then in Isaiah 57:15, way back there, if we go back to 57:15, it talks about it. For this saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite ones. That's Isaiah 57:15, one of my favorite verses. Always have been one of my favorite verses. All right, now let's go back to Isaiah 63:16. It says, doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Yahweh, art our father, our redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. We go to Deuteronomy 32:6, where this all began. Let's see what we find out there. All right. Let's see what they laid down in the beginning for this study. Deuteronomy 32:6. Do you thus requite the Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath brought thee, that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according unto the number of the children of Israel. And the Yahweh's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Yahweh alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. Now let's go back to Isaiah 63, and we'll go to 17. O Yahweh, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thine inheritance. The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. So we go to Psalm 74:3-7, and David talks about our adversaries trodden down our sanctuary. What I say, 74:3-7? It says, lift up thy feet up unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their incense as for sign. A man was famous among, according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick tree. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled our casting down, the dwelling place of thy holy name, to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of Yahweh in the land. Okay, now let's go to Psalms 83. Verse 4 gives us a little bit more insight on that synagogues. It says, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more and remembers. Now, Psalm 83 is definitely a prophecy for this hour that we're in now, the 12th hour. For they have consulted together, talking about those Muslims, with one consent, they are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes, that's just what I got through saying, the Muslims, the Ishmaelites, Jabal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Asher also is joined with them. They have hope in the children of Lot's Sila. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Caesarea, as to Jabin, as the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor, they became a dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna. Who said, let us make to ourselves the houses of Yahweh, and let us take to ourselves the houses of Yahweh in possession? This is what these Muslims, I just read to you, the Edomites, the Ishmaelites, the Moabites, and the Hagarines. They are all of the Arab family. And 2 Chronicles 20, verse 11 talks about that. We might try to refer back to that right quick. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 11. It says that, behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. So here is Chronicles here and talking about it, the book of Chronicles. And it's talking about these Muslims in the last days, the house of Edom, and it says Edom and the Ishmaelites, and it says the Moab and the Hagarines, they're all the Arab family. Here's what it says right here, recorded in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 11. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of that possession which thou hast given us to inherit. O our Elohim, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Yahweh with their little ones, their wives and their children. This is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 14. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came to the spirit of the Yahweh in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith Yahweh unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but the Yahweh's. That proved out to be true, because it says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 16, and on, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Yahweh with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not. Now this is actually Yahshua. This is what Jehoshaphat is talking about. He's saying, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand you still, and see the salvation of Yahshua with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Yahshua will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Yahshua, worshiping the Yahshua. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Yahshua Messiah of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, that's the 10 tribes. Behold, believe in the Yahshua, Yahweh, your Elohim, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Yahweh, unto the Yahshua, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Yahshua, for his mercy endureth forever. And you go to Psalm 29:2, and David elaborates a little bit on that right there. And let's go read it. For he certainly had sangri. Psalms 29:2. Give unto the Yahshua the glory due unto his name. Worship the Yahshua in the beauty of holiness. For the voice of the Yahshua is upon the waters. The Yahweh of the glory thundereth. The Yahweh is upon many waters. The Yahshua is upon many waters. The voice of the Yahshua is powerful. The voice of Yahshua is full of majesty. The voice of Yahshua breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Yahshua breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of Yahshua divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Yahshua shaketh the wilderness. The Yahshua shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahshua maketh the hinds to calve, and discovered the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. Yahshua sitteth upon the flood, yea, Yahshua sitteth king forever. This is Yahshua of the Old Testament. The Father said he has set him on all of these things. And he sits as a king forever. And it gives a reference back to Genesis 6:17-18. Let's go back and read it. It says, And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh. Wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. Now this is a... talking about Yahshua, the king forever. He sits upon many waters. So he's the one that is given command, he's given the power to bring the flood. But with thee will I establish my covenant. Who is that? That's Noah. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy son, and thy wife, and thy son's wives with thee. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort, shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee, and for them. Thus did Noah according unto all that Yahweh commanded him, so did he. So, there you have it. Let's go back to Isaiah now, 63. Let's read verse 18. The people of thy holiness have possessed it, but a little while our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. Well, we went to Psalm 74:3-7. We read about that. Now we're in verse 19. Well, we are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. Talking about those Arab Muslim nations. Those fools that hated Yahweh, said in their heart there is no Yahweh that is over the children of Israel. That's in Psalms 14 and Psalms 53. And also in the New Testament, and Paul says there in Corinthians, and of God. Isaiah 63, let's go on to 64. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence, as when the melting fire burneth, the fire causes the waters to boil, to make thy name known, unto thine adversary, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. And thou didst terrible things, which we looked not for, thou camest down, and the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived, by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O Yahweh, beside thee, what he hath prepared for them that waiteth for him. You go to 1 Corinthians 2:9, and it talks about that. When I say 1 Corinthians. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 2:9. This is talking about Paul talking about this. Let's go and see if we can't pick up on it. 1 Corinthians 2:9, it says that, But as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which Yahweh hath prepared for them that love him. That's your key word right there. All right, let's go back now to Isaiah 64:5. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness. Those that remember thee in thy ways, behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. And those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name. Now, there is a key right there. Yahushua. And stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquity. But now, O Yahweh, thou art our Father. We are the clay. All right, let's back up now to verse 7 again, Deuteronomy 64. Let's read that again. It says, and there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquity. And we go back to Deuteronomy 31:18, and it talks about that. Deuteronomy 31:18, it says, and I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. So what is that talking about? It's talking about the day we're in now. The spiritual Israel of the day has fulfilled this. All right, let's go back now to Deuteronomy 64, and it says there in verse 8, but now, O Yahweh, thou art our Father, or O Yahshua. This talking about Yahshua. Thou art our Father, we are the clay, and those, and thou art potter, and we all are the work of thy hands. Be not wroth very sore, O Yahweh, and neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see that we beseech thee, we are all thy people. The holy cities are a wilderness, Zion is a wilderness, Jerusalem is a desolation. What's it talking about right there? Let's go back to Isaiah. Let's read that verse 8 again. But now, O Yahweh, thou art, O Yahshua, thou art our Savior. We are the clay. And thou art the our potter. And we are all the work of thy hand. But in Isaiah 45:9, this is talking about Donald Trump and the typical Cyrus in the 12th hour that we're in now. So this is the present tense message. Isaiah 45:9. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker, that the potsherd strive with the potsherd of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what maketh thou, or thy work, he hath no hands? Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou, or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus saith Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel. And his maker asked me of things to come concerning my son and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. All right. Let's go back now to Isaiah 64. It says, verse 10, the holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem is a desolation. So Isaiah 3, chapter 8. Isaiah talked about that early on. Let's go read it. It says, for Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Yeshua, to provoke the eyes of his glory. And then Isaiah 1:7 talks about that right at the beginning of Isaiah. It says, your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land strangers devoured in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, and is lodged in the garden of cucumbers as a besieged city. except the Yashivaho had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. This is fulfilled. That's Trauma, Texas, 2003. Back to Isaiah 64, verse 11. Our holy and our beautiful house, for our fathers praised thee, is burned up with fire, and all our present things are laid waste. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Yeshua? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? And we go back to Psalm 74, 10 and 11, and David talks about that. Early on, it says that, O Yahweh, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou of thy hand, even thy right hand, pluck it out of thy bosom? O Yahweh, O Yahweh is my king of old. This is Yahshua. He's the king of all the earth, so this would be talking about Yahshua. For the Yahshua is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Okay. So it says in Psalms 44:4, that's a little bit more information on that. Now let's go look at it. It says, thou art my king, O Yahshua. Command deliverances for Jacob. That's for the whole 12 tribes. Through thee, we will push down our enemies through thy name. We will tread them under that rise up against us. Psalms 108:13 should give us about a closing here. 108:13. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. This is talking about the spiritual house of Israel today, the Adventist Church, that has completely fulfilled all of these things that I've read here today. This brings the close. Let's get this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call, and that's number 11. Click on the audio archives. We're going to close now with a song.
Precious memories. How they linger. Precious memories. Are you seen, angel? Sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger. Satan past and cold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred things unfold. Precious Father, loving Mother, fly across the glory years, and go home safe of my shoulder. And for memories appear. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. Yet they still live all the midnight. Precious sacred scenes unfold. In the stillness of the midnight, echo from the past I hear. Oh, come see gladness bring from that lovely land somewhere. precious memory of the manger, of the ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. Travel on lost pathways, know not what the years may hold. As I ponder, book rose ponder, precious memory flood my soul. Precious memory all day linger, all day ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.